Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 253.
And I just ripped my pants. Actually, have you noticed this rip in my pants?
No.
Look at it. I was just
You just ripped your pants.
Well, I just discovered it. I just felt back behind, like touching my pocket, and then realised there's a big hole that takes you straight through to my underwear.
Lucky you've got the same coloured undies as your pants.
Oh, they're kind of, they're darker. There's a navy and I'm wearing black. Mm-hmm. But this is the last day I can wear these pants. I'm dedicating this episode to my pants.
You've had they've got huge holes in them already.
That's fucking fashion, bro.
No, but they're massive. Where'd you buy them from?
Fast fashion, Cotton On.
Okay. And so you're going to, will this be the catalyst to go and buy some new ones?
Well, I've got other pants.
Okay. But do you though? I don't know if I've seen. You got the jeans.
Mate, I don't know if that's sort of like a
projection.
You're like trolling me. Because from the guy that has actually worn the same thing for the last month, or you just have multiples of the same?
No, I've got multiples.
Multiples.
Are you noticing good. I'm wearing actually short sleeve? I normally wear long sleeve.
Do you? Yesterday you wore long short sleeve.
No, it was long sleeve. I just pull it up.
You're outrageous. Yeah. It's fucking
But it's
hot.
Because they're very thin because I'm wearing the merino wool.
Yeah, true. Okay.
We're just talking about torrenting.
It's not something other than most people probably experience this with Napster, and what was the other one?
LimeWire, Kazaa.
LimeWire. You're just downloading shit like a thief.
Yeah.
I stopped it. I've never been a part of the new, other than streaming from websites.
Yeah.
Just that you can go to, just type free whatever movie, free.
Well, you still go to those websites?
I used to. I have a couple of times, but I've never been a part.
How does that even work? You Google free Juno. And
right,
Juno will just start
whatever
streaming.
Whatever movie you want and write free next to it.
Yeah.
And so it usually just comes up. But I am a bit – like there was that whole thing with what's that? That movie with Dallas Buyers Club. That was the fucked up one. So it was – they didn't actually make a lot of money out of it. Matthew McConaughey, mm-hmm. They signed up. They were going to make money on the back end, which is I think why the back end meaning like – when it does well,
mm-hmm.
But it was one of the like most highly torrented films and streamed online films because it won some huge award and it was amazing. Anyway.
What year was this?
This was 2015, 16.
Okay. So pretty recently.
2013. It's Mr. 97's just saying a few numbers, but he's going to find it for us. But this was the one that they ended up trying to contact internet providers and have internet providers tell them who the people that have these servers are that had downloaded these things. A friend of mine's wife worked for a law firm that sent out the letters.
To all the people. Were they – so were they going to – because I never knew any friends that got done – like when we were younger.
Yeah.
It was a very rare occasion that someone was actually getting – sued.
So yeah, I don't know anyone personally, and I think that's the thing, right? This is why it continues to happen because everyone's like, oh, I just heard it.
Yeah.
No one's ever been actually sued, or someone's just received the letter. They rip it up.
I saw an old article that was being spoken about on Dig Nation. That podcast that I used to video podcast I watched like 10 years ago. I was actually watching old episodes.
It doesn't exist anymore other than still lives online. Do you think people still actually go to it?
I do.
Other than you?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So it's
because
growing.
It's not growing.
Yeah.
Definitely not growing, but it's super nostalgic. But the thing is that it's like, the funny thing is it's all super old news.
Mm.
So it's like Apple has just released a phone.
Oh, they did it before the first iPhone was out.
Yeah, Dig Nation started in 2005.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was watching some old ones of that and they had an article about a guy who got arrested for using someone else's Wi-Fi.
Interesting. Fuck. And, I mean, did I tell you about how – see, this is wrong. I would never do this again. My friend knew how to – hack Wi-Fis, and so he legitimately had this
thing.
That was mine. Yeah, he legitimately had this thing where he could it looked like the Matrix when he started running this program.
Is this Conspiracy Jimmy?
No, someone else. You've never met
Conspiracy
him.
Jimmy would have been right into all the hacking.
He was never. He was never really into thieving. Internet.
The only time I don't do the piracy thing, I haven't done it for years. It was bizarre. I was speaking to someone a few months ago who was saying that like they were having issues with Premiere Pro. I said, oh, have you tried this or that? Have you tried updating? I said, and they said, oh, no, I've got a cracked version of Premiere Pro.
No good.
I was like, well, how can you complain at all? And it annoyed me because this person actually like makes money. They do their job using Adobe. Yeah. They use Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
Just fucking pay for it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, 100%.
I was it annoyed me because it was like, oh, this is the bad side of piracy. It's the people who have the money to be able to afford it. They're making bank.
Mm.
The person, he's probably making $100,000 a year, you know, doing what he's doing, and he can't pay the $70.
I also think, I've been thinking a lot recently about, in my head I thought it was sort of lying to yourself, but then it's probably more listening to yourself where the problem is. And so I, for instance, we had that blow up with that guy yesterday.
Which guy? Oh, yes.
You rode on my, what was it? You rode
coattails.
You rode my coattails.
Well, I said that I'd got a bit of, I was calling it Dutch courage, which was you had, you told a guy off for littering.
Dude, yeah, I'm walking towards the car park where we parked.
I was there as well.
And you're walking behind me, my wife's next to me, and this dude just is parked there and he just has this box, an old like box that held cans.
He had the last can of V in his hand and he threw the box
into the bushes.
Into the bushes.
And I was like, oh, no. No.
Yeah.
Nah, mate. Pick it up. That's all I said. Pick it up.
And then he just smiled. He goes, oh, yeah, I'll do it later. And you're like, now. And then I jumped in. I said,
yeah. It felt good.
I said, yeah, there's a bin just there.
Yeah, you jumped on it too. So it felt good. He was outnumbered. And I mean, I wasn't.
But he didn't end up taking it to the bin. He took it to his car.
Yeah.
I didn't know how much. I was starting to realize I was getting too much courage because.
When you fly kicked him?
No. Because I was about to say, like, are you going to put it in the bin or not?
Yeah.
Like, come on, I'll walk you over to the bin. And I thought, maybe I'm overstepping the mark.
And so when I think about someone who. I think about, like.
He definitely torrents.
Yeah, he definitely torrents. He's that guy. But listening to yourself. So, for example, and I've been thinking about how such little things can compound over time when you're doing lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, have you ever been to the bin and you've chucked something into the bin? And let's just say, for instance, it's your own office. It's
is this
your
an intervention
office.
For me?
No, not at all.
Okay, so
I can use an example of you, but I'm just saying, not even a dig at you, but you've probably done this before because I've done it a fuckload of times.
Chuck something in the bin that doesn't have a bag in it.
And as you're chucking it in, it's even as you've let go, you've realized there's no bag in there. And then you've gone, fuck, there's no bag in there. So you've known that there was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You've known that you've contributed to the problem, which is this shit at the bottom of the bin.
Yeah.
But you've then made the decision to walk away from it, knowing that it wasn't the right decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the worst fucking decision. You haven't hurt anyone. But it is essentially you're not listening to yourself.
Yeah.
And so I've been and I've been thinking about this a lot, and it could even be for some, I think there's a lot of things that could do with sort of personal hygiene or in, you know, communal spaces. You go to a toilet, someone pisses on the seat.
Yeah.
And then you know,
I saw a bit
you
of.
You can't piss on the seat, bro.
Yeah, I saw a bit of piss on the seat and I was thinking, what do I do?
Mm. What do you do?
I just left it. Like, so it was on the.
What if I walked in straight after?
Well, the thing is that they hadn't gone to the effort of lifting the seat up.
Mm.
So they were pissing in a smaller hole and they just got it on the fucking seat, on the big bit, you know, not like the little bit, but the actual seat. And I was like, that's annoying. And so but I just lifted the seat up and pissed how you should piss.
Yeah. So these things spread throughout our life. And I think if we all thought and had a filter on of like, when you do something, you put your keys back on, they just fall onto the ground. You're like, fuck it, I'll pick it up later. I feel like.
The keys?
It could be keys on you at home.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I feel like I have. It's like you're almost battling your own mind because you're like, I know they're meant to go there, but I can get them later. And so I've been trying to. And I don't know if it's going to help me.
Well, it's consistency. It's you're one of your.
It's your word for the year. Maybe it is. But somehow I see the danger of it when it goes into the territory of doing shit that you shouldn't be doing or lying. Because you're like, I'm doing it because, yeah.
But you got to also, the other thing too is I don't want to live with guilt. Like I don't want to, but I also don't want to be driven by guilt. So it's also being like, I'm going to do the clean up this thing. I'm going to pick that up because that's my duty and I want to do it. Not because I'm going to feel guilty that someone else is going to have to do it.
Yeah. I mean, probably fear is more of a driving emotion.
Yeah. But it's probably less, there's probably less enjoyment or empowerment in that.
Yeah.
I Bree and I are dog sitting, or we were. It's the dogs now with the trainer.
You may as well just take this up as an occupation. The amount of times you've dog sat
yeah.
within our friendship.
Yeah. It's been a lot, hasn't it?
It has. I've never dog sat. Actually, no, that is not true. I had some wealthy clients when I was a personal trainer and they gave me their house and I had to dog sit.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's lovely.
The
killed the dog. No.
No, but there was a... Bree came home and she's like, ah, there's a little bit of shit in the kitchen or whatever.
Josh, stop it.
No, but then the thing was, like she'd found it and so then I was like, are you going to clean it? But like I was like doing something. I think I was watching YouTube. but the thing was, it brought up an interesting debate, which was like I hadn't actually seen it.
Yeah.
Bree did see it. She saw it, so it seems like she should be the one that cleans it up.
Yeah.
However, her instant reaction was, you fucking saw it and you're pretending that you didn't see it and you're waiting for me to find it.
Yeah.
You see how it's a little bit...
I know.
Yeah. Does that happen with Bodhi? If Bodhi shits his pants, it's like, I'm going to pretend.
I think...
be honest.
We own our infant.
Outright?
We own him outright.
Really? Afterpay? No afterpay.
Well, pretty much. There's a lot. It accrues a lot of debt.
It costs a lot. Yeah,
every
exactly.
single day. He's not at daycare today. He's sick.
He's like an air conditioner.
It cost us $150 to run Bodhi, and that was just for his daycare. And he didn't even go.
Can you explain that? Because Bree uses this headline all the time.
What, the daycare?
The $150 for daycare. And Bree got pushed back the other day where a friend said, no, you get that money back.
No, you get $75 back.
So it's 75. So it's
to a certain amount.
How much could if you were to
cost us $300 out of pocket
per week? Yeah,
per week.
And so that's nearly an apartment that you could just rent him.
Mate, we could have a one bedroom apartment. That's the fucked up thing
for him. Yeah, that'd be great. But then you would need someone. But maybe you could even say I could imagine a sort of a babysitting deal. Seriously, it's like. We'll give you an apartment.
Mate, I'm not giving away my kid. No one's living with my kid.
We made a whole video of you giving away Bodhi to me.
Yeah, to you. But then you gave him back.
On your YouTube channel.
Yeah. But no, so Bodhi, yeah, we do.
But what's
it becomes a bit of a thing where you're like, oh, the amount of nappies you're changing, I think it's okay when you're doing it so much and you are sharing it that you're like, oh, does Bodhi smell funny? And you're just in the other room. Oh, can you change him? It's just, it's a bit of a game.
Who do you reckon does more changing?
If Amy wasn't listening, I'd say I change him a lot more. But who's the one that fed him? And I mean, I change him a lot. Actually, there's something about it. It's not enjoyable, but I like sort of mastering the system of like... You know, getting it on, like getting it fast. I like working that shit out. And I like mastering it. And so there's something where it's like, I don't mind doing it. Okay. I've got no aversion to doing it. I just pull my top over my face if it stinks.
Ugh.
And I just do it. Ugh. There is nothing, and this is...
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like
No, I was going to say, there's nothing greater than the feeling of caring for something that needs you. It is amazing responsibility.
If it's your
my child,
DNA.
My child, yeah, 100%.
If you're just...
That's one of the greatest things of being a father is having the responsibility. I take a lot of pride in having a responsibility for this little infant. It's fucking great. So that's why I can get through changing the shitty nappies and lots of them.
So quickly on that, like what would be the cheapest you could... I think we spoke about it on early episodes. What would be the cheapest you'd be able to get daycare for?
Yeah, if we moved him to Richmond, which is a few, 20 minutes away from where
Richmond's
he is right
now. Richmond's a good location too.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be $120, so it'd be $60 a day versus $75. So the difference isn't much. after the rebate.
So it's 50. So how, no, what so is the actual difference?
It'll be 150 or 160 down to 110 to 120 bucks a day. And then you put the rebate on.
So how do you actually do, make the call as a parent of like, okay, this is worth, because we're, Bree and I are doing this at the moment, finding an apartment. Mm. We've sort of set our goal. We were like, you know, we've had places that have cost us over 600 a week.
Yeah.
And this time we're like, actually, like we're planning on buying a place in the next couple of years. Let's actually see if we can go. We said under 580 a week. And then we're looking and it's like, oh, fuck, this place looks pretty good. And it's only 440. It's like, well, should we look at going at the even cheaper? So I guess it works out like...
Go, you look, you know our apartment. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's quite nice for $400 a week.
And you're giving it to us.
I mean, you probably could. You know the guy who owns it. Yeah. He works for Invada.
Yeah.
He works for Invada.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you said.
Yeah. He worked for, I said he worked for.
He's still there. He moved to WA, didn't he? He's a developer.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, that's so what the way we justify.
Yeah, how do you justify the extra cost?
I mean, this is where we start doing the maths. If we move into a cheaper daycare, and we move over this side of town, which the minimum would be $480 to $500, the minimum amount that you could get an apartment around here that would fit us. That's an extra $80 a week, and then you were lowering the cost of daycare, so you're saving a bit and removing driving, but you're still out of pocket.
So what you're saying, like being closer, but the thing is you work here.
Yeah, and so anyway, that's the justification for why we did it in the first place.
Okay, sure.
Now the justification, him still being there, is just that he's still there and he loves it.
Yeah.
Where his daycare is, we chose it because it was convenient for Amy.
Yeah.
And we never knew, we don't know this shit. But I don't want to. I want to live a life where I can send my son to a great daycare. You could say it's like
we all spend money on different things. I spend it on
coins. What are coin. You? 75 with a fucking eye monocle. Oh, this coin is lovely.
No, so this it sounds like I'm some form of collector.
You are, mate. It's called a hoarder.
No. I actually don't have many things, but no. Bree was having a go at me. She said, "What do you spend $70 on?" On our ING. It was in our splurge.
Yeah.
I said, a coin. She goes, what the fuck do you mean a coin?
Bitcoin?
What are we doing crypto? Are you investing into our future? And what it was I was I got a book called The Laws of Human Nature, which is the by Robert Greene, who wrote that book. I think it's the 48 Laws of Power.
Yes.
Which the 48 Laws of Power is really full on. Like if you read it, you have to understand the context of he's not prescribing you should do this. He's prescribing or he's showing you or communicating. Yeah. This is in history how people have controlled people.
This is the one that's banned from the jails?
Yeah.
Have you got the book?
I've got the audio book of the 48 Laws of Power, and I've got the Laws of Human Nature. Yeah. I've got here actually. Yeah. And the blue and red one. And so Ryan Holiday, who wrote Obstacle is the Way.
he's also a guy that is a marketing genius that has – this is the same guy?
He wrote a book called Trust Me, I'm Lying, which is a marketing book, growth hacking. Yeah,
do you not think when you buy something, like when you – explain what it's actually bought.
What happened was they were talking about death and then – so Ryan Holiday is interviewing Robert Greene, who – Robert Greene is the laws guy. Ryan pulls out this coin. And they're talking about death. And he said, this is why, you know, I always have this memento mori, or however the fuck he said it, as a reminder. I was like, oh, what is that? It's like, you know, he said, I carry it everywhere. I was like, this is interesting. What is this thing? So I Googled it, and it is this coin that is, it says memento mori, and it's got some like illustrations on it. It's like it's a big coin. How would you describe it?
It looks like a novelty coin, but it's not chocolate. And it's $70.
Yeah, well, so
it does have a cool skull on it. It's got this. It's a bit dark.
I
like it.
It's a little bit gothic, maybe a bit emo for me.
Yeah, a little bit emo.
And so the what the translation is, that's Latin for remember death.
Mm.
And so I bought this because I thought it'd be cool to have in my pocket as a constant reminder that I was always going to, like, I'm eventually going to die.
Yeah.
I said this to Brie. She said, why'd you buy it? I said, it's to remind me that, you know, one day I'm going to die.
So what I was laughing about is when my realization that Ryan Holiday is an epic marketer of things.
Yeah.
And he worked for, what was it, American Apparel?
Yeah, American Apparel.
When he was like 30, he ran the company. No, run the marketing.
21.
20, fucking hell, even better.
21 running marketing, yeah.
It's crazy. But so what? How did he get you to do that? What's the... Because I don't think... I mean, I know you buy stuff and you can justify... Everyone makes a justification for why they purchase something.
Yeah.
But we can also buy shit that we really did not need, but we thought it was great because of the way it was marketed. Well,
I probably don't... 100% don't need it. As Bree said, she said, I can remind you that you're going to fucking die. You don't need a coin.
That's free. What would she charge?
Yeah, free. She said it was going to be free.
But you have to pick up the dog shit. That's the only difference. But so what was the thinking? You go,
what was the appeal?
What was the appeal? Was there an emotional
lever?
It's,
100% it's emotional. Like if you think about this is marketing and what Seth talks about, it is, you know, people... like us do things like this and it's like it is me signaling that I am someone who thinks about this stuff and I'm like thoughtful and so it's almost – it's probably the same person in me who wants to be the guy who reads books. And I can be like, I read books, right? It's probably – the coin is a way of being like – I read books and what I learned is in this coin.
I mean, the biggest thing for me as soon as I saw the size of it was you actually have to carry it. And I nearly – like I've had some cash on me for the first time in a long time. I use cards and my phone and it's amazing. Coins fucking slip out of your pocket.
Yeah. It's very – so I need to work out how to deal with it. But we were discussing on what the cost would be to actually produce the coin because it came in at $29. At $29 is fine. Like that seems pretty reasonable. But it's US and then they have to ship it.
Yeah.
So it's sort of so adds up. That's how it got to $70. But no,
it's pretty expensive.
No, but we're looking at all the coins and it got me thinking about like different uses for coins.
Yeah.
Well, they said churches. Like so I found this site that specifically makes coins. Like a coin manufacturer.
Where did Ryan Holiday get his
money? I haven't worked out the fucking manufacturing process. Okay. I think it would kill me more because I'd be able to get a cost price on it. But Mr. 97 said, oh, that's dumb. Why didn't you just go to AliExpress or eBay and get it for $2?
AliExpress. AliExpress.
And so I checked AliExpress. I couldn't see one on there. However, I did see I did some more searching and found like if we were to get 250 coins, could for about $2.70 a unit.
Give them away, is that what you say? Well, we forked the fee.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that we're looking at merch. I think Hamish and Andy might have, they have some special gold coin.
Do they?
But
is it like a special club?
Yeah.
Well, it's like the nightclub medallions. They were huge.
What was that?
Well, you'd have them on your key ring. And so, here's something.
This sounds fucking bogan.
I actually think it's a better idea than the coin.
Keyrings in general are bogan.
Yeah, definitely.
What is the point of a keyring? No.
Well,
is there any keyring?
I've got my keys in my hand here. I've got nothing but keys on here.
Is there any keyring that's not novelty? So, I guess a circle, like what you have, that is literally a circle. That is the essential, quintessential.
Yeah.
Key ring, which is just like a ring of metal.
Yes. And so it serves its purpose to hold my keys.
But anything outside of that, especially like I remember having someone I knew, a lady, this was years and years ago when I was a kid. And I think it might have been one of my teachers in school. And I remember, I think dad must have been a parent teacher. And I don't know how it happened, but he would always comment on her keys. Because she had so many keys and he said, she's going to fuck the ignition because it was so... Have you heard that before?
I could imagine it in older cars.
Yeah.
Chance of having it in newish cars. Yeah.
What's keyless start?
The keyless cars, especially no problem. All the Mercs, just button press for some of the Mazdas. But, yeah, my thing is keeping it because I think if you're a man, maybe in pockets because you're wearing more jeans.
Where am I keeping what?
This, so for coins, coin. Like so, I could imagine there'll be more men buying that coin, just based on convenience of pants and skirts.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, you're looking, yeah.
Well, I just don't think it. I think it's a dumb enough purchase. I couldn't imagine a female doing it,
buying one of these.
Buying
coins.
One of yeah. I think it's just like it seems like a little bit,
yeah,
boyish or a bit like it's a bit dumb. It's like yeah, I'm going to buy this little metal thing that doesn't do anything. It's like so a souvenir. Funny.
It is legit a souvenir. I've got. Do you remember the coins that you get from the mint? So in Melbourne CBD, there's the mint. I think it's on. I can't remember what street it's on, but it's where they used to make coins, mm-hmm. and you can still go there. And they
yeah,
no,
it's right on the corner of Spring like, Street. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cool old school building.
And you could, I think they've got like a vending machine set up maybe so you can get your coin that way.
Yeah, and it presses it for you. So, I mean, that but where does this shit go?
What do you mean?
Where's it go when people buy it, when slips someone, behind, gets put in a, falls down a crack at home? You know, where's it go?
Well, I remember, did you get the centenary ring?
No, what was that?
Is that in the year 2000? Because I was still in primary school then, we got a special coin as a memento or whatever to signify the special time.
Yeah.
I think it's a centenary they call it.
Yeah,
like a of Australia or whatever.
Y2K.
Yeah, but I just remember like as kids, I've still got it somewhere. But just thinking this is going to be worth so much money one day.
Someone probably has made a shitload of money off coins. I'll tell you where they end up. I used to hire metal detectors as a kid. And
did you? Where the fuck do you hire a metal detector?
We could go get one at the moment.
That must be coming from your dad. I don't think as a kid.
No, I did it. I was so keen. I used to love the thought of finding shit that you couldn't see. Beep, beep. Beep,
was it because you saw beep, some kid's show, beep, do you reckon, where you
maybe.
Saw him do it?
I couldn't tell you, but I used to see people around, like see people at the parks. You see it a lot at the beach, Bondi Beach. I've seen a guy in St Kilda Beach quite often. After a hot day, you see him down there just metal detecting, and we went and hired one, and I went to a primary school. We could do this if you want, because I fucking love this shit.
Don't do it tomorrow.
Way too hot for that. It's going to be 41 degrees. Not metal detecting weather. The reason I say about the hot days.
You were so soft.
Saturday morning, you'd go to St Kilda Beach, and that's because all the bogans who had bought a coin online have dropped them into the sand. And you
50 memento mine on the ground.
Could start selling, get that cash back. Yeah. No, but so I went to the primary school where I went as a kid, Elsternwick Primary School, and I had my metal detector, and I found dude on the grass. So, like, underneath, I dug so many fucking holes at the school. Little prick, actually.
What was it? What'd you get?
Old coins. Like, coins that people, like, kids that probably went there in
they get, like, knocked
30s.
Into the
30s? No, probably 50s.
Really? Like, old coins?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking old,
have you
old
got them
coins.
Still?
Nah, I took them home and I scrubbed them up. Some of them old copper coins or whatever they were.
Yeah, where the fuck are they?
Yeah, exactly. I threw them.
What do you threw them?
I had them, then I just lost interest. But this is where they'll probably end up. Maybe we could go and bury the fucker. We could go somewhere.
We're not burying my $70 coin. Absolutely not.
But I'd love to take you metal detecting. It's a weird thing to say, but I think we could have fun with it.
But is there something, we've spoken about it before on the show, creating a low-level cult?
Yeah.
Like a fun cult?
The metal detecting cult? Well, no. You're talking about just like a legit.
Well, I'm just thinking of like when I was in primary school, clubs were banned because I was starting so many clubs. I was part of this. I was the president of the sticker club. The best part about it, didn't own a single sticker. Just managing the whole thing.
It's network marketing.
Yeah. My girlfriend, Shruti, she was in the book club. Sorry, the sticker club.
Did she have a good selection?
Yeah, she did. I mean, she was
That's
just
why
very
you dated her.
Well, she she was exactly for the stickers.
Yeah.
But she went to what is the after school program called?
After school care?
No, it's like one where you like extra you do sort of extra classes to get better at things.
After school ed, what is, education?
Nah, it's like
know,
a specific
mate.
Thing.
I haven't been to school
you
in 20
in,
years.
You go there on like a Saturday or whatever. It's like this, it's a company that runs it. Anyway, she would go to that.
Kumon.
Kumon. She was a Kumon kid.
How the fuck did I even know that?
Kumon. Kumon. Kumon.
There was Kumon. One. Oh, man, I saw them in New York City. They're an
international
company.
Global. Yeah, but she was. A Kumon kid. So her stickers.
Is that special needs?
No.
Because I had that shit. I had to go to.
No, so I did too. Like they worked out in like grade four. They're like I remember mum being called in and they're like, yeah, Josh can't read.
Yeah, me too, bro.
And the reason was because that every time it was my turn to read, I would just be loud and funny. Exactly. And they'd be like, oh my God, he's so articulate. And I couldn't fucking read anything.
Yeah.
And so, but Shruti was very smart and her sticker book reflected that because I just remember it was just in a nice, like I associate, it was always, not to stereotype, but all my Asian and Indian friends, they're all smart and they had the best stationery. They all had like the gel pens.
Oh, yeah.
And they would always have plastic pockets for everything.
I mean, was that why they were smart?
No, well, I just feel like that's what I associate. Maybe that's why I go to office work so much. I want to be that smart.
Imagine the stationery of the kids at school nowadays. Like it's so much cheaper and there's so much more available.
Do you think it's cheaper and more available?
I reckon there is more. Yeah, there's cheaper, like Office Works and all that shit. I just had the thought that I'd probably have to buy this stuff at some point because I've got a son.
Bought a pencil case last week.
Recently. Where is it?
I keep it at home with my book.
You've been doing a transition offline onto fucking paper.
Yeah.
We ran into Kim, Jason Fox, who we've had on the show.
Yeah,
him and his wife this morning.
Yeah,
they're married, right?
Yeah, they are. Yes.
Because she's an illustrator.
Kim Lamb.
Yeah,
so that's who's coming on the podcast? 23rd. Yes,
sometime in January.
Actually, I don't know if you'd say an ex veterinarian, but she was a vet.
Smart as fuck.
Yeah,
she was saying that she has. She just bought like a. She was using a physical diary.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh.
And she had a calendar that she fits 100% my school friends to the T.
You've been pushing back onto that. And that's what I was saying to you this morning about.
You wouldn't let me get the calendar because she told me.
We don't need that shit. Because I just spent $400 on a whiteboard.
Yeah. I saved us $16 by finding a coupon code.
Yeah. We're in such a funny space of. Pushing back on technology to use sort of the old school techniques, but then not taking on
because we end need up to, being well because we need to then sync it or we need to be able
write
to access
a script
it.
On a piece of paper. It's going to go into the computer because you then have to email that thing to somebody.
Mm.
So it's
So, but maybe.
So you cult,
but the cult could we not say give a coin because I'm starting the walking book club.
Yeah,
Peter Shepherd is. The first cult member, club member. Of that. And so I did think initially, I'm like, Grey Leds, like the walking club, the walking book club Grey Led.
Yeah.
But maybe
so
like.
So you think
but,
merch?
Yeah, but what is like high-end merch that would have more club vibes that we could have as a presentation rather than because Bree was getting annoyed at me. Well, not annoyed at me, but she was asking me questions around our frequent flyer status because over the last like 11 years of being together, I've gone so hard on since about 2010 went really hard with Virgin's Velocity program and it had been gold and platinum and currently platinum. And I said to Bree, I'm like, I will lose status this year. Like I'm not bothering to like work on it and it's due in April. And she's like, well, what would it take? I'm like, oh, well, we could go to like WA, like return WA. But I was like, the thing is that if we are planning, say, for one, economy is fucking fine. Just fly economy. That's the answer.
That is the answer. I mean, you have to spend money. That's a whole point.
Well, the second answer is that if you, like Bree and I are doing the one big trip at the end of the year for a white Christmas, see my bro and his wife's new kid.
They know, right?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure we've mentioned. I'm sure mum and dad are going. So it's going to be a real family. So
it's going to be like the Griswold Christmas adventure.
Yes.
Josh is out in the pool. It's really hot. Ooh, Cindy. That's a great movie. You should watch it. Yeah.
I don't know the reference. Why is it White Christmas? Why are they in a pool in a White Christmas?
Oh, I think they went somewhere cold.
Florida, maybe?
Somewhere warm. They've done a bunch of those. Okay. But I can just imagine. It's more the family vibe of you with the family, it being more like the Griswolds.
So do you think that we could, over the next 6 months, invest a few hundred dollars in merch that's more significant than a sticker, that we're very selective on who we give it to?
Yeah, I like the idea of doing runs of certain things.
So could we say that, like, based on emails, say – could we work something out that if you send an email in January or February, we will send you a coin?
A coin? You still sold on the coin idea.
Well, no.
I feel like I want to find something, and I feel like we could probably, like Ryan Holiday's obviously found a real reason behind the coin. I think we could find something that's sort of very representative of
squeegee, too expensive.
Our show. Something within it. What about if someone has an idea? We'll outsource it. If you can email us thinking about something we talk about,
okay,
there might be something that we don't actually know we talk about as much as we do, that you think of that when you think, and I know everyone's thinking squeegees, which is a functional piece of merch.
But quite hard to send.
I reckon you could get mini squeegees.
You could get a
less
funny
invasive.
Do you know what? You know what you could get? You could actually get a squeegee on a key ring.
It's so good. Oh, my God.
It's little squeegee key rings with the Daily Talk Show is pretty funny. Do you like that?
I would fucking have that.
It's pretty funny.
Please.
It's a good idea.
Mr. 97, is there a squeegee on a key ring?
I'm sure we could.
Why don't we have it custom made?
I'm sure we'd be able to get like rubberized, like you get the rubberized cutout type of thing with an...
Oh, yeah.
We could get that.
100% there's a merch company that does custom key rings. Yeah. What about even like a metal one that's like, it looks like a little piece of artwork?
It sounds like you're describing a coin.
No, they become like a ring.
We could do rings.
We could do rings. I fucking love rings. I've got two rings on. I'd put another ring in.
If there was,
do you want to put a ring on it?
If we did a ring or something, and then we could do some specific, like real bricks and mortar style deals with companies.
Have you
where
seen,
we could say, no, but imagine if we were like, oh, we've got five ring bearers of the Daily Talk Show in San Francisco.
Yeah.
We've contacted Blue Bottle.
What have you found, mate? Mr. 97?
There's a little squeegee on a key ring. It's for cleaning your phone though, Josh.
That is so...
Hey, don't tell me what I need to do with that squeegee.
Again,
I'll do what I want.
This is amazing. That's definitely... iSqueegee. Screen clean. That is perfect. We could definitely get... the Daily Talk Show on that.
Can we buy a bunch of those and actually mod them ourselves? Like if we wanted to...
We could literally... I saw... it's like Elon Musk. God. Elon Musk with his fire...
Not another flame. Not a flamethrower.
Yeah. It's literally like just shit off the shelf that they've bought and then modded.
So it was a paintball gun, Mr. 97? Elon Musk's flamethrower. An air rifle... An air rifle around. Shell, and they just replaced it and built into a flamethrower. That's fucking great. We're just pulling the Elon Musk of merch and doing this, except we're not going to make $5-10 million. That's what he made from selling those things.
So that's going to be our first thing, yeah? Mini squeegees, and we'll cut it off at how many people will we give it to?
I reckon 20 is pretty good. I was thinking 50 to start, but then I was like...
No, let's do 20.
20 is a nice...
Should we ask people now to send us...
I reckon we legitimately do a site.
We still need to
come back with details. This is the problem with this show. We brainstorm on air and then we've come up with the idea that we can't.
Can we just, like, I love hearing from people. So can't we just ask them to email us? How about this?
All right,
about we do the first five? We're going to give a total of 20 squeegee key rings with the Daily Talk Show on them.
Yes.
That's not the one. I've been looking at different ones. 20 in the next month. We are going to give.
January.
Yeah. We're going to give five. Like, depending on the time. So, yes. For instance, right now, we're going to give five away. And all you have to do for the first five people to email us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com with key ring in the subject line and a bit of a hello and fucking send us and with your address, we'll send you a key ring, a squeegee key ring. That is for the first five people. But don't be fucking surprised if no one's sending it. So if you're hearing this a few days later, send us an email anyway.
I feel like I want, if you're joining the club, if you're joining the cult, it has to be, you have to send us an epic photo of you with your keys just in your environment or your squid you're getting to work in the shower. I just mean, you know, actively using it.
Or just on the phone or something. It's a bit.
How about hashtag iSqueegee2?
iSqueegee2. A lot of people aren't going to. If you've just joined us after our Matt Diavela episode,
don't even worry about it. It's just be a part of the. Yeah. Be a part of this.
Or go to a previous episode.
Episode 14.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi, the Daily Talk Show.com if you want to send us an email. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Tomorrow in Melbourne.
41. It'll probably go hotter. 42.
That's like Celsius. That's fucking hot, guys.
Yeah, what's that?
That's like 110, 105.
Dude, I was in driving from Vegas down to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bit where you're getting quite close to the Mexican border and you feel like you're in Mexico. The radios in Mexico that you're tuning into, you pull into.
Wait, do you mean the
radio station?
In Spanish?
Like, it's in Mexico. What I meant by that is you're tuning into Mexico. And so, anyway, we pull into these little fucking, this little village. Yeah. What is it? It's like just pulling in off the main road into some little town.
Mm-hmm.
And every restaurant is a Mexican drive-through restaurant. It's so good. I can't wait till we do this for the show. Yeah. When we were there, it was 125 degrees. So it was, what's that?
That's crazy.
Oh, it was close to 50 degrees or whatever.
That's insane.
It was outrageous.
But, will we get there when we're in the US?
No, we're going big. We're going southern this year.
Yeah.
Deep south.
Yeah. I think we'll go the Daily Talk Texas Show and stuff.
Does the deep south. Yeah. It's going to be good.
It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. Have a good one. You drinking water? Tommy's drinking water.
I didn't think you needed me anymore.
You still want to try. Bye. See ya.
Bye.